We are joined by our first driver in the post-race press conference of today's NASCAR Cup Series Championship, and that is Denny Hamlin. We'll get right to questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and I will bring you the mic. We'll start over here.
Hey, Denny. I heard you say on TV, you know, you win 10 races, you should win the championship, but I'm wondering if that softens it at all for you.
I mean, yes, a little bit for sure. You know, we knew, you know, after practice that, and I said it, that we were going to have this thing go a certain type of way. And it was going a certain type of way until 25 to go. And so, you know, we, our picker did a really good job, you know, getting us out ahead of the 19. And, you know, the 5 just had a blazing fast stop. And that pit stall was such an advantage from qualifying that, you know, that was it. You know, you probably had the 4th best car probably all day. And it's just, once you get out front, it's all, that's it.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. A couple of things following up on that, Denny. Gabe Hart was having a rather animated discussion with you right afterward. Is that kind of what you guys were saying, that it just, the plan was executed flawlessly on your end? It just fell the 5's way at the end?
Yeah, he, you know, some of the stuff, just saying thank you for the effort, like, he was proud of my effort, and he knows I gave it all I had. Just didn't. That's what we had. You know, at the beginning, of the first half of the race, we, you know, we're kind of mediocre, you know, compared to the field. But in the long run, we just were really fast, and just didn't have that short run speed. But he, you know, just kind of a pep talk from him about, you know, our season, and it's nothing to hang our head about. Obviously, there's disappointment, but there's just nothing. You know, again. There's nothing else I felt like I could have done differently.
So you mentioned the pit stall. The whole narrative all week was there no reason to focus too much on qualifying because the top four guys are going to get top four pit selections. But Kyle Larson gets that first pit stall because he qualifies first. Mm-hmm. Is there any regret there that maybe we should have focused more on that?
Not really, because I don't think we would have qualified as fast as he did anyway. You know, those cars were just superior to ours for the second half of the year in every aspect on the short run. So I don't know whether we would have qualified any different.
And then finally for me, I mean, this is the third straight time you're here, fourth appearance overall. How do you get past it and not think, you know, am I going to keep getting shots at this without winning the title?
Well, I mean, you think about it, and I think about it that, you know, this is a great opportunity. You know, this is the last generation of this car that, you know, I took a very good liking to over the last 3 years. We don't know what the next gen car brings. We don't know, you know, will our team be as good? Like, you know, there's just many, many question marks that happens after this. So that's why we really put so much emphasis on let's try to win this year. But honestly, there's just nothing else I could have done. There's nothing else. I drove as hard as I could every lap. I didn't have the speed for the first 20. It was evident in a lot of the restarts we had. It was actually overachieved in quite a few, but that was it. And so I have to live with the result because I can't change it, you know. So, I mean, disappointed, absolutely, for sure. But I knew kind of going into today I was going to need the race to go a certain way. You know, if it goes the way it did last year, goes green out, we're probably winning. So, but it didn't. You know, we knew that you know, our percentage was low, and that was the case. Many of these races come down to green-white checkers or, you know, shootouts at the end, and that just wasn't our strength and hasn't been ever.
Alex Androev with the Charlotte Observer. You kind of answered this, actually, in your last answer, but, you know, how many more laps, I guess, or, you know, at the end of that race there, did you feel like you need to catch up to them eventually? Did you think you were going to if it was just longer?
Yeah, I mean, with every lap, we just kept reeling the 19 and 5 in. I had to get back around the 9. Once we did that, we just started making hay towards the front. But track position just means so much. It doesn't matter, you know, if the big spoiler, small spoiler, these cars just put off, you know, such a big wake. And, you know, we don't have the horsepower that we used to have. 750s, you know, down probably 150 from where we used to be. And so track position, no matter what racetrack, is just a big, big deal. And you kind of know, like, when someone, you know, gets a restart and controls a race late, it's so hard. You're going to need them to really make a huge mistake. And my crew chief kept telling me, you know, how bad the five's car was handling. I mean, you could see it was just plowing, but the clean air made up for any deficiencies in that setup.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. You talked about having the race need to go a certain way. When the caution came out right after Martin had made their green flag pit stop, from that point where they stayed out and took the lead, and you, I think, came off first on pit road.
But you guys, still third.
Yeah, okay. You guys seemed to have – that seemed to change your fortune for a good while in the race. Was that the kind of situation you were looking for, or was that just a
– Well, it was actually bad fortune because we were going to come out first, but those guys were on pit road when the caution came, so they got to cycle to the lead with no laps on their tires. So it actually put us further back than what we were. We had just run down or passed – I can't remember. We were right on the bumper of whoever was leading, the nine, I think it was. So we were about to pit. We both entered turn three, and the caution came out. So it just kind of flipped the top four guys around.
Any final questions for Denny? Thank you, Denny. Appreciate the time. Obviously, we're now joined by Martin Truex Jr. and Chase Elliott. Two more of our Championship Four drivers. Any questions for them, please raise your hand, and Mariel Keese will bring a mic to you. Questions for Chase or Martin? Go to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. For both of you guys, Denny was just talking about how obviously the pit stop for Larson and the pit stall selection kind of made the difference in him taking the lead on the final stop and seizing control. Did that feel to you guys like that was sort of the pivotal moment of the whole race?
In our case, it wasn't the pit stall. We just had a slow stop.
Same for us.
There was so much talk all week about like qualifying maybe not being important, but he has that first pit stall because he qualifies first. I mean,
didn't
make a difference. No. could each of you kind of
sorry?
No, it's fine. Could each of you kind of like discuss your race, starting with Martin?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for us, we had just. Solid day. We hung around right there where we needed to be. Had a really good car, especially in the long runs early in the race. And track position was tough. Seemed like whoever was out front could drive away for 30, 40 laps. And then you kind of race from there on till the end of the run. It seemed like, you know, we were pretty good. So I feel like all of us were really equally matched, honestly. We were all really good, really fast. Whoever got out front seemed to be good in the short run. And then, you know, long run just – it was kind of back and forth between everybody all day, it seemed like. So we did everything we needed to. You know, we got a lucky break there with the caution when we pitted and, you know, got us the lead. And we were driving off into the sunset. And I don't know what the caution was for, but just untimely caution for us. And, you know, lost two spots on pit road. That was a race. So, you know, 20 to go, you're not going to pass one of the fastest cars out there. We just didn't have. Yeah, you know, we didn't have the short run speed all day, and then, you know, certainly with 20 to go, it's going to be hard to pass anybody out front in clean air. So I think if we could have had the lead, we could have held them off, but that's, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and we didn't have the lead, so here we are. But really proud of our team and our season. You know, come in here once again as underdogs and, you know, had a shot at it, so that was fun.
That break with the pitting under green right before the caution and cycling the lead, did you feel like maybe this is going to be my day, or did you not really trust?
It was too early. I mean, you know, at some point you're probably going to get a caution, you know, lap car back marker's probably going to crash into the wall for no reason or something stupid like it always happens. So I'm not sure what happened, but that's probably what happened.
Chase, your race, I know you had contact with Kyle at one point. That seemed to maybe help his car a little bit in terms of downforce.
Yeah, maybe. I kind of thought I had to run a little bit, and I didn't think I didn't think there was quite enough room. And I thought he was going to come to the wall, so I was like, well, I'll try to go to the bottom really fast. And then he ended up, like, not moving, and then I came down. It was just a really weird set of circumstances. I ended up hitting him in the right rear, and it flared the thing out. So that was nice.
And it looked really good.
Yeah, it was nice.
It looked really good.
If you want to do that,
why wouldn't you hit me like
that? Yeah, if you want to do that to me somewhere next year, we'll work on it.
That thing was sexy.
It did. It looked good. So glad I could help. But yeah, just you know, honestly, really proud of our effort. I thought we had a really good car. I mean, honestly, I thought all four guys, to Martin's point, were good. I feel like we all kind of had our moments, really, throughout the day. And, you know, you get a caution with 20 laps to go, it's going to be very difficult to run down and pass the guy, you know, that jumps out front on the restart. So, but, yeah, proud of our team. Felt like we had a nice game plan coming into the week. I thought our car did a lot of the things that we wanted it to do. And, you know, no major mistakes, just needed to be a little better in those last few sequences of, you know, restarts and pit stops here at the end.
I mean, Denny said it yesterday, and he said it just now again today, like the top four pretty much ran top four all day. And he said, you know, this is going to come down to one little thing, you know, final pit stop or where the caution falls. Did you guys expect that? And is that just how these championship races seem to unfold now? Or all races seem to unfold?
Yeah, I mean, but the way this deal is, for sure. I mean, one race, I mean, yeah, it's gonna be hard to, you know, most of the time your four consistent guys throughout the season are likely going to be here. You might have one guy that maybe isn't, or you know, wins a race or something and gets in, but for the most part they're going to be good cars. So when you get to the last race, they're all going to run good. I mean, that's just the way it is. Everybody wants to win. So yeah, I don't foresee that changing. I mean, at least not while they leave it like this.
Martin, do you have anything to add? Any other questions for Martin or Chase? We'll go back here to Chase.
Chase McCabe, 102.5 The Game. For Chase, your first few years in the Cup Series, trying to get those wins, coming so close to that, and then you break through, to kind of look back and see that journey and how frustrating that could be, but what you learned, does that prepare you for a championship four weekend when maybe you win, maybe you don't?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, some of those really tough days I thought prepared us to be able to, you know, come here and have a shot to win last year. You know, it's, you know, those tough losses teach you good lessons. And I felt like our team, you know, came in to the last couple years here with a really good mindset and we're, you know, mentally strong enough to go and compete for the win. That's really all you can ask for. So felt like we have a good group.
Any final questions for Martin or Chase? All right, gentlemen. Thanks for the time and congratulations on a great season.